Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies. In this podcast series, we're joined by film critic and author Father Peter Malone as we relate the day's gospel reading to a film that echoes its themes. You can download a podcast for the Sundays of Lent and Easter and other key dates of the seasons. Now we come to the first Sunday of Lent. Peter, you've selected Jesus from 1999.
Yes, that's the film with Jeremy Sisto playing Jesus. I've found that in showing it to groups, say, doing courses on film and spirituality or people in parishes, that this portrayal of Jesus by Jeremy Sisto is one of their favourites. It's contemporary, but I think it shows a lot of the humanity, but also the depths leading to divinity in the person of Jesus. It may go out of fashion, as I suppose images of Jesus do, but for the moment, it's certainly one that I would recommend.
You don't stop him. He's going to bring Rome down on us all. We could see to it that he becomes a problem for some of his own people. He can solve the problem for us.
Do you claim to be the Son of God?
It is you who says it.
Blasphemy!
Bow down to me.
Away with you, Satan! My God! Why have you forsaken me?
Now you must like it, because this featured in our Advent reflections.
It did, but why I've chosen it for today is the temptations in the desert is the theme of the first Sunday of Advent in every year. And the portrayal of the temptations in this film, Jesus, is certainly very striking. If I tell you that the Satan arrives dressed in a suit, you might be momentarily taken aback. But he does, and he also appears in the form of a woman with red drapings, and they're out in the desert, and it's a very dramatic, arresting look at the temptations. But there's a lot more, because what the Satan does, and I should say that if people are watching the film, make sure you don't stop before the agony in the garden, because the Satan appears again and uses even more extensively the method of showing the difficulties of sinfulness and the results of sinfulness in the world today and throughout history. So in the temptations, it's not just simply about bread or about being hurtled down from the top of the temple, those tests of Jesus' faith in his Father, but it's also to show that there are consequences of this kind of sinfulness of pride and selfishness and self-aggrandizement. And they are there visually, say in young children starving in our world today, or in the experience of war. So it actually brings today's gospel very much into the reality of our headlines on papers, on radio, and on television.